88.5 KCSN. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio with Jessica Hoop right now. She's going to be playing at the Roxy Theater tonight, and she's got some new songs out now on an album called Memories Are Now. Thank you so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
And really digging into the album as I listened along, in terms of how you approached it and how it sounded right off the bat, it's very sparse. There's a lot of times where you're listening to it and it's literally just a guitar. It's just you and a guitar. There's not too much. It's just kind of like what it's really focused on is the song at any one time. Was that kind of what you were going for when you went into it?
Yeah. Also, with the kind of technique and recording it, you're hearing a lot of the environment in which it's recorded. So you're hearing much of the room oftentimes and how the room is capturing the sound. So you're hearing the atmosphere. I think that's where a lot of the energy comes from, the way the mix engineer handled the material and the way it was mic'd up. The sparsity is energized by the recording technique and by the mixing.
When I start listening to the music and when you really go into that first song, Memories Are Now, there's a certain amount of confidence and kind of pushing aside fear and obstacles, almost like, you know what, memories are now, almost focusing on the present, not worrying about things in the past that may get in your way or that you may let in your mind get in your way. What was the inspiration behind that song when you wrote it?
I was romanticizing lifting of curses. Not that I believe in curses, but when you're writing songs, you can be romantic. So I approached each one like lifting a particular or clearing a particular block is a more practical way to state it and more of what I really get behind. But for songwriting purposes, I was lifting curses. And in Memories Are Now, I was thinking along the lines of actually addressing my willingness to give up or to buckle underneath certain pressures and certain challenges, or reinstating that I'm not going to do that. I'm going to press forward.
You found a map to my heart. It led you to the well. You combed at my mane. Oh, well, you settled and rained with all these stars at my feet. I'll stamp and tap the spring with my rider amount. I feel like spreading my wings, take to the sky like poetry. When we're in love, we're alive. You're the envy of the sky. Every ember wants to ride the supernova. But I fear you'll see the day that I've endured all I can take. I won't bend, but I will break under the weight. Because you broke within me what others could not tame, I'll summon the wind and do your bidding day by day. With your firm, strong hand, go steady toward the north. We are a thing of beauty lit by the fires of iron ore. Your good old girl was built to soar. When we're in love, we're alive. You're the envy of the sky. Every ember wants to ride the supernova. But I fear you'll see the day that I've endured all I can take. I won't bend, but I will break under the weight. served my rider well. I suffered a bit and took his spur into my side. Still I paid that price when I shook that bridle free. And my beloved rider fell from the stars into the sea. You're off the earth, I'm Pegasus.
Lost Sky is the second track that you get into in the album, and that one kind of, to me, based on what you just said, there's taking this abstract subject and putting it more into a concrete way.
Well, love is a very real thing. Mm-hmm. Love is a very real thing. We just call it love. We don't know what it is.
Right.
But it is a very real thing, and it's what makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the story, really, that makes the world go round. Love, and then the loss of love, and that the conflict that goes on, and that's where the story is at. And I think that song in particular, I wanted to communicate very clearly to someone, but didn't have the opportunity. And so for me, it's a way of finding resolution when I didn't have the chance to do that with the actual persons.
Blake Mills was brought on board for this record as your producer, and you know, he's been a friend of yours for a long time. You originally collaborated earlier on in your career in other ways. How did that conversation start with him about, you know, hey, I'm working on this new album, or I want to work with you on this new record that I've got?
I think I had it in my mind, and then I think he actually came forward and said, hey, I think we should do this together. If my memory serves correct, I think it just made sense. He had made a couple of, you know, he had taken charge of a couple records in the producer realm before mine, and he was really getting the feel for it, and that was absolutely where he wanted to excel. And I think it made a lot of sense. Having worked together in Tony Berg's studio for three other records, it made sense to go away, he and I, together, and to let him take the reins, in the producer realm, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very, very happy, because I had that in my mind, and it was seemed to be have crossed his as well, because I think, if I remember correct, he came forward with it.
Turn the key in the iron lock of the old oak door. Lean into its passages with all my weight and enter. Immediately my old factory senses its home. Paper thin and paraffin and the glimmering of gold. Marble hands outpouring water. Silver wings delivering wishes. Streams of colored light make hell a home. Mama's singing the songs of old. Mama's singing the songs of old. Singing the rock of ages. Though the gold is marred by red, singing the rock of ages.
melt them down and make new saints, singing the rock of ages. An empire is made this way, singing the rock of ages. Hey, oh yeah, oh yeah. Hey, oh yeah. Hey, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Endless hopes and endless fears polish this stone. The deeper desire, the finer the grain. This time I walk the stairway and turn the key in the cellar door. I want to know.
This was also done kind of in a very compact time frame to a certain extent, 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
How was that really making sure that you were staying, you know, keeping things moving, keeping things flowing out naturally throughout the process of recording the record? How was that really making sure that you were able to get everything done within a compact time frame?
You couldn't know for sure. Mm-hmm. Because it's a mysterious process. We didn't have any arrangement, really any arrangement done in pre-production. Mm-hmm. We just went in and kind of just spontaneously, you know, with a general vision in mind, just played it, you know, created it on the spot, more or less. I mean, the songs were written. Mm-hmm. Blake's arrangements and the things that accompanied or complemented the songs, those were all done spontaneously. That shows you his musicality also. But that again is about trust. And then the quickness causes you to act with assertion and conviction, because you have to really lead from your gut and make strong, bold choices.
City bird, city bird, fly away from my window, from my window, 'cause you don't sing like the birds from home sing. Your song is dying. I set the table for the ghosts in my home, and pour the wine and raise a glass for the guests in my home. They enter in their skin and in their bones, still in their bones. The vision scares, but none compares to the dread of drinking alone.
It's Jessica Hoop performing live in studio. New album out now called Memories Are Now, and she's playing tonight at the Roxy Theater. So thank you again for coming on in.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.